WEHC 90.7 broadcasts from the campus of Emory and Henry, providing listeners with locally produced radio daily and offering students a hands-on learning environment. WEHC is also a source for national and international news. Stay tuned, connected, informed, and entertained. This is listener-supported radio. For more information, WEHCFM.com. We are the voice of Southwest Virginia.
Hello, friends. This is Ann Ledgerwood, your host for Many Stones Children's Corner, coming to you from the campus of Emory and Henry University in Emory, Virginia. This is WEHC 90.7 and WISC FM Wise 90.5. As your host, I am sharing some of my passion for children and families through the guests that I have. A little background on me. I am a pediatric physical therapist, have been working for about 45 years. I'm also a musician and writer of some self-published books for children and families. So today we're going to be continuing on with the notion of music for children and families. Last week we had my sister Carol who shared some songs, and today my special guest is none other than my husband David Ledgerwood, also known to many folks around the area as Mr. Dave. Welcome, Mr. Dave.
Mr. Dave, glad to be here, Annie. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, I really appreciate you being here today. Dave is going to sing some songs that I just love, children's and songs. And also, before we start, just tell us a little bit about your work with children, if you don't mind.
Okay. Well, I guess my work with kids began back about 2007. And I worked for several years in the Washington County school system. And I worked with children. Prior to that, I had a career, if you will, in manufacturing. That was what I had done for many years in a lot of different capacities. And then I went back to school in my 30s and I got a degree in counseling. So I started working in the school system, worked with elementary and high school primarily, but I have worked a little bit with junior high kids. I love being with children. Mm. And find that that's very rewarding to me.
Well, and children love you too. I can speak for that.
Well,
anyway, so I have asked David to share some songs, and I'm going to let you pick whatever order you want to go in, and I may sing along with you on a couple for some harmony.
Okay.
Would that be all right?
I think it'd be fine.
I think it would be. We do this a lot, so people out there that are listening, if you've heard us play acoustic music out, I always like to watch the kids and bring them up to the microphone and sing along on If You're Happy and You Know It. Maybe we should start with that one.
Okay.
You
well, let's
to?
See. Give me a little,
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands, pick your key. Yeah.
What about right there?
That's good.
If you're happy
and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, stomp your feet. If you're happy and you know it, stomp your feet. If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, stomp your feet. If you're happy and you know it, shout hooray! Hooray! If you're happy and you know it, shout hooray! Hooray! If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, shout hooray! Hooray! Now it gets hard. Remember the next part gets kind of tricky? Do you remember?
I think.
We have to do all three.
Okay. I'm watching you.
Okay. If you're happy and you know it, do all three. Hooray! If you're happy and you know it, do all three. Hooray! If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, do all three. Stomp, stomp. Hooray! Excellent, excellent.
Well, thank you.
Yes, so now let's have you share one of those songs that I just love to hear you sing. And you have sung these for kids for years and years and years.
Well, I think I'll start out with a song about self-control. It goes like this. Self-control, it means control of myself. Means listening to my heart and doing what is smart. Ooh! Self-control, it's the only way to go. So I think that I control myself. Once I had a knot in my shoe and it would not come out. I tried and tried and I pried and pried, but it would not come out. I got so mad I kicked the door and I stubbed my little toe. Oh, if only I had used a little bit of self-control. Self-control, it means control of myself. It means listening to my heart and doing what is smart. Ooh! Self-control, it's the only way to go. So I think that I'll control myself. This next verse is about brushing my teeth. I never liked to brush my teeth. I wish that I could stop. I'd have more time for candy bars and drinking soda pop. But oh, my teeth would hurt so bad from all the cavities. Oh, me. I better use some self-control so this don't happen to me. Self-control, it means control of myself. It means listening to my heart and doing what is smart. Ooh. Self-control is the only way to go. So I think that I'll control myself. Yes, I think that I'll control myself. Yes, I think I'll control myself. How about that, Miss Ann?
How about that? Well, that has some good message for all of us, I believe.
Absolutely.
Whether or not we get a knot in our shoestring or we have trouble with eating too much candy. There are a lot of times in the world when we need some self-control.
Absolutely.
Even as adults. It doesn't go away. In fact, it probably gets a little harder, perhaps.
I'd say we've got a great need for self-control.
I think so, too. So I know that last week you did substitute at MetaView. And you came home telling some funny stories, but also just some really tender stories. And I just wanted you to kind of tell us that a little bit, because, you know, a lot of people don't have the opportunity to be in a school setting with so many precious little children around to hear some of the things they say. So yeah. Could you tell us a little bit about what happened when you went to substitute?
Yeah, I went to kindergarten. Last Wednesday, I got to work with the kindergarten group. That was great. I really enjoyed that. And one of the first little fellows I ran into looked at me and asked me, "How old are you?" And I said, "Well, I'm kind of old." I said, "I'm 67. And he said, "Well, you can't run fast."
I love that.
And that was that. He
was
right.
I bet you said.
He was right, but I came back and I said, "Well, unless a bee is chasing me. If a bee's chasing me, I can run pretty fast." And that's true, because you know and I know I had my hip replaced back in June, and then 2 months later I got on a lawnmower, got into a nest of yellow jackets, and I got off that mower and ran pretty fast.
That's true.
I certainly did.
Self-preservation.
Yes.
Indeed.
And then the other thing was in the course of the day, a couple times the teacher was being really sweet to the kids, and she was, she just stopped what in whatever she was saying, and she said, "I want you to know, you guys, that I'm really, really proud of you." And she did that more than once. And more than once, a child, some child, chimed in right after she said that and said, "Are you proud of me too? Are you proud of me too?" And it just really touched my heart, because I realized that kids want the approval and acknowledgement of the adults that are in their lives, whether that's the teacher, your mom, your dad. You know, kids need approval from the adults in their world. So that was really sweet.
Well, I know you and I've talked about that in our own lives ourselves. You know, I still have my dad. My dad is, many people know my dad, but he is 91, and I've just been so blessed to have him for so long as a huge influence in my life. And you lost your dad at a young age, but you've talked many times about how, as a man, especially as a, when thinking back to being a boy, how important it was for your dad to be proud of you.
Absolutely.
Could you kind of talk about that a little bit?
Well, I think that's true of any man. Maybe I'm wrong, I don't know, but I've often felt like that's one thing that all men seek, whether we get it or not, and is the approval of our fathers. Maybe many men don't have a father figure. Maybe their fathers, not unlike me, pass away at an early age. Maybe their dads are out of the picture for a reason, some reason, and are not there to be with them. But I still think that it is part of a young man's desire that they receive approval from the adult male, primarily the father, I'm thinking, in their life. It's important for them to receive that, to have that.
For me, as you know, growing up in a stable home, I know that, you know, I mean, certainly my parents gave us boundaries, healthy boundaries, and you know, there were times I disappointed them, I'm sure, but I never felt like they didn't love me. I knew that they were proud of me and loved me no matter what stupid thing I might have done. Or, you know, so I know you and I, one place we do music is in prison situations, you know, where we go in and oftentimes are with a group of men, inmates. And just what you're saying is, when you talk about that need for the father's presence in the life of children, not just sons, but both sons and daughters, the men oftentimes are really, you can see them kind of listening and maybe kind of moved, you know, moved by that, thinking of their own lives, you know. Yeah. Anyway, that's always a very moving time for me when we go and share music there. And they enjoy singing and enjoy and fun music as well.
Yeah.
So it's time for some more music.
Oh.
And I'm thinking, what should it be? Well, we've done If You're Happy and You Know It, and you've done Self Control together. But one song we love to do with kids when we are out playing acoustic music is the Hokey Pokey.
Oh,
you know, the Hokey Pokey.
Right.
And kids love it. And most of the time when we're out doing acoustic music and we do the Hokey Pokey, we can get one or two adults to participate. So this is for our Hokey friends out there. My dad is a graduate of Virginia Tech, and many family members are as well, and lots of friends. Of course, we're in Southwest Virginia, so Virginia Tech is a big deal around here.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody out there, if you're listening, just loosen up and do the Hokey Pokey with us.
Pull over and put the car in
park. Yeah, well,
first.
Stop the car, yes. But if you're home, just, this is part of what we would like to share with families, is just do these things with your kids. Just be silly and sing songs and just really enjoy every moment. So, here we go.
I guess it'd be right there. If you're...
That's
no.
My
bad. I'm circling for the wrong song.
Oops, that's okay. Put your right foot in.
A C.
Put it in where you sing it. Put it in G, probably where you do it. And I'll just do harmony.
You put your, how's that?
Put your right foot.
You put
your right foot in, you put your right foot out. You
put your right foot in
and you shake it all about. You do the hokey
spooky and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
Right hand.
You put your right hand in, you put your right hand out. Put your right hand in and you shake it all about. You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
Left foot.
You put your left foot in, you put your left foot out. Put your left foot in it and you shake it all about. You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
Left arm.
Put your left arm in, you put your left arm out. You put your left arm in and you shake it all about. You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
And your head.
You put your head in. Put your head out, put your head in, and you shake it all about. You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
Your whole self.
You put your whole self in, you put your whole self out. Put your whole self in and you shake it all about. You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about. Do the hokey pokey. You do the hokey pokey. You do the hokey pokey. That's what it's all about.
One more time.
You do the hokey pokey. You do the hokey pokey. You do the hokey pokey. That's what it's all about.
Thank you, Mr. Dave. Well, we've done this once or twice.
Yeah.
Once or twice.
Yes.
So I really like the songs that you do that kind of give a little bit of lesson, like that one about that you just did about self-control.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us about the next one that you're going to do about something we all need some of. So what would it be?
A little bit of patience.
Ah, a little bit of patience.
I learned this one from my buddy Bill.
Okay.
Once again, I did not write the song, but I have sung the song several times around kids, and they really like it.
Well, I like it because I think we all need some patience.
We do.
Yeah.
You want me to do this one for you?
Sure.
Okay. This is called Herbert the Snail. There was a snail called Herbert, who was so very slow. He caused a lot of traffic jams wherever he would go. The ants were always getting mad and the beetles, they would fume. But Herb would always poke along and sing this little tune. Have patience, don't be in such a hurry. When you get impatient, you only start to worry. Remember, remember, that God is patient too. Just think of all the times when others have to wait for you. When Herbert was much younger, he often got in trouble. Forgetting that he was a snail, he did things on the double. He crashed through every spider web, and with crickets he collided. Till one day Herbert's father took his speeding son aside. And here's what he said. Have patience, don't be in such a hurry. When you get impatient, you only start to worry. Remember, remember, that God is patient too. Just think of all the times that others have to wait for you. As you can well imagine, there's a moral to this tale. Some of you may find yourself behind a creeping snail. So if you get impatient and you're easily disturbed, just think about this little song and take a tip from Herb. Have patience, don't be in such a hurry. If you get impatient, it only causes worry. Remember, remember, God is patient too. Just think of all the times that others have to wait for you. And there it is.
And there it is. Well, for those of you just tuning in, this is Ann Ledgerwood, your host for Many Stones Children's Corner. And my special guest today is my husband, David Ledgerwood, who is sharing some wonderful songs that he and I often do together with children. We both have a heart for kids and families and both work in those fields to some degree. So, let's see.
You know, there happens to be another song I can think of.
Oh.
That when I sing it, the kids really like it.
Which is that?
And you know it, too.
It's probably the one we always end our shows with.
No, that's not it.
Oh. Well, I don't know. What is it?
It's an original song that I wrote that's entitled Sweet Caroline.
Oh, yes. That's true. They love that. I think we should hear that one now.
And the kids ask for it.
I love it. Well, I get to sing on this one, too. How fun.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Sweet Caroline, won't you meet me in the morning in the pumpkin patch by Miller's barn? I want to hold your hand. You've been on my mind. You're everything I've dreamed about. We're meant to be, there is no doubt. And I'm gonna make you mine. Well, I've been watching you, hoping for a rendezvous. I'm beside myself for you, and I do believe it's love. But I've got to take it slow, get the nerve to say hello. Say a prayer and then I'll know you're sent from up above. Sweet Caroline, won't you meet me in the morning in the pumpkin patch down by the barn? I wanna hold your hand. You've been on my mind. You're everything I've dreamed about. We're meant to be, there is no doubt. And I'm gonna make you mine. Your best friend Sandy Sue said you asked about me. You asked if I was single. You asked if I was sweet. She replied and said, I don't know much about him, except he grins and whistles when he's walking down the street. Sweet Caroline, won't you meet me in the morning in the pumpkin patch down by the barn? I wanna hold your hand. You've been on my mind. You're everything I've dreamed about. We're meant to be, there is no doubt. And I'm gonna make you mine. Well now, if some people tell you that I ain't worth the effort, well I would just remind you I'm supremely qualified. Just look at my potential. I've got all of the essentials. And we'll be residential when I take you for my bride. Sweet Caroline, won't you meet me in the morning in the pumpkin patch down by the barn? I wanna hold your hand. You've been on my mind. You're everything I've dreamed about. We're meant to be, there is no doubt. And I'm gonna make you mine. Sweet Caroline,
patch down by the barn. I want to hold your hand. You've been on my mind. You're everything I've dreamed about. We're meant to be, there is no doubt. And you make me want to jump and shout. And I'm going to make you mine. Oh yeah, you make me want to jump and shout. I'm going to make you mine.
Kids like that song.
I could see why, because I like it too. So just a question about when your life growing up and when you started playing guitar and kind of how your journey with guitar and singing began.
Oh, I was little. I don't remember. I was probably 7 or 8 years old. Mm-hmm. And my dad got me a little plastic guitar. It had metal strings, but it was a plastic guitar. And it was very small.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually, he got me a classical guitar.
Mm-hmm.
With nylon strings.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And then eventually I got my first electric guitar.
Tell that story. I love that story.
Well, there was a comic book that had an advertisement on the back cover that if you sold a certain number of boxes of Christmas cards, you could get a gift. So if you sold so many boxes, you could get a pair of roller skates or a chemistry set or a microscope or walkie-talkies. But if you sold like a whole lot, I think it was over 100 boxes. Maybe 120 boxes.
Wow, that's a lot.
You could get an electric guitar and an amplifier. And my dad, bless his heart, sold Christmas cards to anybody and everybody. He probably gave a lot of them away and paid for them himself. But eventually that guitar came in the mail with a little amplifier, and that I never looked back.
Yeah, that's a great story.
And started playing and took lessons at the YMCA.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I've got a picture of...
I know.
Matter of fact, it's sitting right beside you and me here.
No, I love seeing it.
Of me on a couch when I was just a kid with mm-hmm. my with that
You were
guitar.
Sure cute.
Huh?
You were a cute little feller.
I look better than I do now.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we're going to have time for, I think, one more song, and we're going to do the gumdrop song.
Oh, okay.
So the gumdrop song is one that my sister Carol taught me many years ago. She was on the show last week sharing songs. And I just wanted to let people know that if you want to hear the songs and the shows, that this is a podcast called Minnie Stone's Children's Corner. You can find where podcasts are found. And you can listen back to shows that have happened before. We also have a YouTube channel called Minnie Stone's Children's Channel that has lots of different videos, including the video of you singing Herbert the Snail and also Self-Control on there. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah. So we're going to, this little gumdrop song is a very interactive song. So when we're singing with kids, we let them pick different things that they eat. So we're going to do just a little bit of gumdrop. And we do want to thank everyone for tuning in today.
Yeah.
We'll kind of end up with the gumdrop song. I'm Ann Ledgerwood, your host for Minnie Stone's Children's Corner, with my special guest today, my husband, David. We're going to finish up with the gumdrop song.
Thank you, Miss Ann. I've enjoyed it.
Thank you.
I'm a little gumdrop. Yes, I am. And I was made by the gumdrop man. And on my way to the gumdrop stand, a little piece broke off of me, oh yes. A little piece broke off of me, oh yes. A little piece broke off of me, oh yeah. But I can taste as good, oh yeah, as a regular gumdrop can.
So at this point you ask a child, what would you like to be? And I will say, I want to be a carrot. So let's do the carrot.
Oh, I'm a little carrot, yes I am. I was made by the carrot man, and on my way to the carrot stand, a little piece broke off of me, oh yes, a little piece broke off of me, A little piece broke off of me, But I can taste as good, as a regular carrot can.
WEHC 90.7, broadcast from the campus of Emory and Henry, this is listener-supported radio. For more information, WEHCFM.com. We are the voice of Southwest Virginia.